Hello, this is David here reporting for Citizen Relay at the Prince's Trust on Maryhill Road at the launch of the Community Empowerment and Renewal Bill. I'm here with Robin. Robin, well, would you like to just tell us a little bit about who you are, how you've been involved in the Prince's Trust?
My name's Robin, I'm 19 years old, I'm from Carentyne. I was actually on the last Prince's Trust team, so I get brought back to be an assistant team leader and help with the team. I learned about my skills that I didn't really know about. I got more qualifications when I went to college, and I realised how hard it is to actually work within our team and take leadership as well.
So how did you start off coming the first time to Prince's Trust? What sort of drove you to come?
I had really nothing else to do, and the fact was I heard about it from my mum. My mum actually works here as well, so I heard about it, and I heard actually how it might help you get a job and everything. So I asked Jackie, and I spoke to Jackie about it, and I was able to join.
And what do you get out of the sort of leadership skills that you've developed? What's that meant for you in terms of your life?
That could help with a job. It could give you a role in any type of job, and knowing that you can work as a team, work on your own, you're able to do it.
And what sort of, the programme that you've gone through, what sort of activities are a part of that? You know, what the things did you enjoy most?
Like, we go on residential, you do different activities, you've got to take control, think of how you're going to work things out as well.
And how do you find managing other people? You said that you're now taking on some leadership roles, so what sort of techniques do you use to try and manage the other people who are just coming onto the programme for the first time?
It's actually quite easy to do, because I speak to them the way I got spoke to as well, and it kind of built up my confidence, and I know how they feel. They're dead shy, they don't know if anyone's going to like them, so you talk to them as if, obviously, you're not in charge of them, you just talk to them as if they're your friends.
This morning you've been talking to the Scottish Minister, Derek Mackay, about what you've been involved in. What sort of things were discussed in that little session at breakfast with Derek?
What people done before they became part of Prince's Trust, and what they think they're going to gain during it, and also what they're going to do when they leave it as well.
So the government, I guess, is launching a bill today called the Scottish Community Empowerment and Renewal Bill. What do you think that the government could do for the Prince's Trust and other organisations like them to try and support them to do the programmes that you've been involved in?
I really would say a little bit more funding, because it's quite hard for young people to fundraise, because you can't really do much. And you need to know different people to get through to things, to fundraise as well.
We're here today from Citizen Relay, and we are reporting on the torch, really getting people like yourself to be reporting about the torch as it goes around the country. Are you going to be involved at all in the torch, really, as it comes to the city? Are you going to go and watch it?
Hopefully I will be involved, and hopefully I will be able to watch it.
Do you have a view about the Olympics coming to the UK this summer? And again, will you be involved in watching that, or do you have a particular view on it?
I think it's really good, though it's coming to the UK, but most people I don't think would watch it.
Why would that be?
Because I don't really think most people are interested. They're too busy, like, working and everything.
Okay, well, I'd like to thanks very much, Robin, for your time.
Thank you.